SBS Radio.
Serena, can you tell us why you love Melbourne?
I love living in Melbourne. It's so you know how people complain about the weather. I actually love that it's a little bit crazy. I'll bring a jacket and not sure if it's going to be sunny outside and that sort of thing. And I guess, you know, I do, in general, feel quite safe, and I do love the people because they're quite friendly, and, you know, there's lots of awesome cafes to hang out at, and good eating places. You know, I love food, so like that's where my friends and I always meet up, and I love bringing up the kids here as well. I love living in Melbourne.
What did Melbourne give to you as an individual, as an artist? What was Melbourne's gift to you?
Melbourne's gift to me, I guess being able to meet lots of people that are in this similar industry that just love, that have the same creative passion.
Because Melbourne has that artistic vibe, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
It's a haven for artists, as they say.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And a few years ago, you wrote a song about Melbourne.
I did, yes. It was actually, it's called Melbourne City, and it was actually part of a competition that I sent it to. I think there was a... I think it was Bank of Melbourne, actually. They had a competition running about what you loved about Melbourne. So I just penned a song while I was playing on the piano one day and just thought it was a bit of fun. I filmed around the city. I even chased a tram and, you know, just little things that was quite bit of fun just to showcase a bit of Melbourne. And then I sent the song to the organizers of Melbourne Day, and they asked me to perform it one time in for the Lord Mayor a few years ago.
And well, that was fun. Every year that song still gets to be played during Melbourne Day.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't, you know, to be honest, I didn't actually know that there was a Melbourne Day until I'd finished writing the song, because I investigated it and sort of said, oh, that would be really cool if I sent it to them, and they just loved it. So even when I share it online now, they sort of say, yeah, we loved having you that day. So it's cool.
Thank you, Serena, and thank you for all your wonderful songs.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.